Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. And you got to stretch it out. Stretch those lats.
Oh, yeah.
Latissimus dorsi. What's up, Greg?
Man, you've gone from Roman noodles to Roman numerals to Latin there, I guess, right?
I guess it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like international today.
See?
Oh, speaking of international, you know, we were talking yesterday about the huge power outage in Spain, Portugal, and part of France. And one of my wife's sisters and her husband were actually in Spain. And she was texting yesterday that they had five floors of stairs to walk to get to their room, to their hotel yesterday, because
No elevators.
And they were basically really hoping that, because obviously the flights are messed up with the airports having been out, that their flights are back on track today. So we'll see. That could be a lot of international travel trouble, even if the power is back, just because of all the delays.
And I didn't do a deep dive, but I didn't see anything on the headlines about what the cause of it was. Did you?
I didn't hear anything specific. No, because that is odd to get, you know,
that
parts
large,
of three countries.
It's a large scale,
that's a lot. But they weren't suspecting, you know, hacking or anything like
that. Of course not. Of course it wasn't Chinese hackers. Of course not.
Anything but that.
No way.
No, they wouldn't do that.
It was probably Trump trying to destroy democracy, but first he's going to start by destroying alternating current.
Wow.
What's this deal? Oh, by the way, in case I didn't get it in there, your time check, it's 9:08. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! There you go. Mm-hmm. What's going on with CBS News? Apparently, according to this article, CBS News is in chaos.
Really?
Since departure of 60 Minutes producer.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for the next shoe to drop, according to an insider.
Yeah, they're whining and whining about him leaving.
CBS News staffers have been on edge since the abrupt departure of 60 Minutes executive producer Bill Owens. Everyone's talking about it. Yeah. Even today, according to the CBS staffer who was speaking to Fox News, just in case their gig falls through. Nearly a week after Owens announced his departure. In a memo sent to colleagues, Owens suggested his decision was brought upon by corporate overreach. He said impacted his ability to maintain an independent newsroom. CBS, independent, huh?
I think they're pretty dependent.
Yeah. It is interesting. I wonder if this is, depending on your perspective. I love, if this guy was left of center, and honestly, I don't know for sure one way or another, but you know, if he talks about his ability to maintain an independent newsroom, that does sound like somebody who's left of center, and they're telling him to dial it back. Look at the election. dial it back. People don't want to cut their children's genitalia off. You know, dial it back. People don't want illegal immigration, especially criminal and gangsters. Dial it back. That could be part of it. Over the past months, it's become clear that I would not be allowed to run the show as I always have run it. This is part of his memo. To make independent decisions based on what was right for 60 Minutes, right for the audience. Mm-hmm. So, having defended this show, what we stand for from every angle over time, with everything I could, I am stepping aside so the show can move forward. Well, how's the show going to move forward if you say corporate's overreaching?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, aren't they in the middle of a merger with Paramount or something? I think that's going on. Now, I have heard that there have not been any undue influence from, you know, Paramount being a part of that, but...
Well, yeah, the merger's, as far as I know, done. Yeah,
so.
Done on paper, anyway. But their parent company is Paramount Global, and they're currently in a legal battle against President Donald Trump, who filed a now $20 billion lawsuit last year. It was initially 10, alleging election interference over the network's handling of its 60 Minutes interview with then-Vice President Kamala Harris. That's when they think that... maybe more editing took place than probably in the history of interviews.
Now, see, if you want to talk about independence or whatever, or that was a hack job of editing, but in a sense that it was designed to protect her.
Yes.
So
what turns out to be not giving the American public an accurate picture of who the candidate is,
not a bit.
And that's where he comes up with the election interference.
Uh-huh.
There was speculation Paramount was hoping to settle the suit ahead of a planned merger with Skydance Media. They didn't want any potential retribution by the FCC, which has the authority to halt the multi-billion dollar transaction. Okay. Both parties agreed to mediation, signaling their courtroom feud would result in a settlement. Leading up to this guy Owens' exit, however, it was reported that Sherry Redstone, Paramount's controlling shareholder, kept tabs on which upcoming 60-minute segments were about Trump.
Interesting.
The speculation was affirmed by journalists on CBS Evening News and 60 Minutes, who saluted the beloved network producer while addressing Trump's looming lawsuit, where they mentioned our parent company, Paramount, trying to complete a merger. The Trump administration must approve it. Scott Pelley is the one who made that announcement. He told the viewers on Sunday, Paramount began to supervise our content in new ways. None of our stories have been blocked, but Bill felt he lost the independence that honest journalism required. Honest.
Even though none of them had been blocked.
Can you put those two words together anymore? Honest and journalism anymore?
No, because one's over here, and then the other one is way over here.
And generally, what we're referring to is neither honest or journalism.
Or journalism.
Yeah.
It's agenda.
CBS Evening News executive producer Guy Capanil, he has been outspoken about how upset he is about Bill Owens leaving, so much so that he urged his staff to watch Pelley's on-air comments. Campanile previously worked under Owens as a 60 Minutes producer before he began spearheading the evening newscast last fall. Nobody knows what the next shoe that will drop. And internally, it's just very chaotic because everyone doesn't know what will happen next.
Okay.
The insider said the network anxiety stemming from Trump's lawsuit and the pending merger has everyone on pins and needles, and I'm ready to get back to work, the CBS staffer said with frustration.
Okay.
CBS staffers believe Trump's lawsuit is BS, and no one wants to see Paramount settle. Some are even scared about the prospect of a settlement, believing it will hurt the news division and the perception of it. The perception of your news division.
Yeah.
Not all that high, man. The American people, they soundly, together as a group. I mean, they don't give the mainstream media much credibility, well, because they don't deserve it, basically.
No, they don't.
Yeah. I hope they don't, because it insinuates we did something wrong. If we weren't in the midst of the merger, we wouldn't, and we would be more vocal at defending ourselves. Huh.
Okay. But we don't want to speak up because, you know, repercussions and all.
Yeah, like they're under some kind of threat.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see. It is 9:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And tomorrow night, from 8 to 10 p.m., we will bring you the Trump Town Hall, the first 100 days, right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, here we are, 100 days in. President Donald J. Trump, he's accomplished a lot, especially recently. But he said, oh, those tariffs are terrible. It's going to destroy everything. Democracy, the stock market and all that. Nope, I think we've turned the corner on it. And we are going to see very good things coming up. I believe, I know there's already billions and billions of dollars that are going to be invested in the U.S. that otherwise may not have been. So we've got that going on. And really, it's kind of interesting that it's taken almost 100 days to have somebody actually file articles for impeachment. I really miss that impeachment cobbler that we used to get to talk about so often.
Oh, yeah.
In Trump's first term.
And now it's back.
Well, it's back, but I really, what took them so long, you know, almost 100 days in?
Yeah.
Before this Congressman Sri Thanadar, is that how we say it? And I might be way off, but anyway, out of Michigan, Democrat congressman out of Michigan, reportedly introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump. Now, President Trump has a pretty clear mandate from the American voters, you know, enact the agenda, okay? Well, this congressman is accusing him of obstruction of justice, abuse of trade powers, and tyranny. Tyranny! I got a question. Yeah. How do lefties know what tyranny or tyrannical is? The reason I question this is because the reason behind the Founding Fathers establishing the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment specifically had to do with to protect us against a tyrannical government. We, the people, have the right to bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. So I find it ironic that all of a sudden they do know what the word is. I'm not sure they know what it means. Tyrannical, like, you know, with an iron fist, like you will not drive a gasoline-operated car. That's a Democrat thing.
Yeah.
You will not use a gas stove.
That sounds pretty tyrannical, but it's a Democrat thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You will not drink big sodas and stuff like that.
That was a Democrat in New York.
So anyway.
I'm saying a pattern, though, just so you know.
Yep. Anyway, this congressman has officially filed a resolution to impeach President Trump. The articles of impeachment include obstruction of justice. I told you that already. Violations of the First Amendment. Wow. This from the party that loves to censor, and the previous administration that was in cahoots and in bed with all of social media censoring things like the Hunter Biden laptop.
Whoops.
Yeah. Creation of an unlawful office. He must be, is he referring to Doge?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, because, you see, why would you want to unearth and find lots of waste and fraud and tons of money going not even to the causes that they state they are?
In an office that was just under a different name under Obama.
Huh. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
So this hasty impeachment articles, they arrived on the eve of Trump's first 100 days in office for his second non-consecutive White House term following that landslide election victory in November. Saw the 45th and 47th president win not only the Electoral College, but the popular vote in every swing state in the nation. I know you know that. I just like to repeat it sometimes, just in case the lefties forget. Since taking office, President Trump campaigned extensively on cracking down on illegal immigration, and what a great job he's done. Invoked the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to fast-track the deportation of migrants. Again, another brilliant move. Only somebody who lacks all common sense would think that, you know, getting rid of very violent gang members who are illegally here is a, they don't think that's a good idea. They need their heads examined. Sending multiple alleged gang members yet to El Salvador. Last week, the FBI arrested a left-wing Wisconsin judge, Judge Hannah Dugan, for allegedly helping an illegal migrant escape arrest. I mean, you're a, like, what do you call it, a ward of the court or whatever? Part of your participation has to do with following the law and certainly not obstructing it. That's crazy.
Listen, they are so messed up.
Cash Patel used the line, you knew it was coming.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Steven Seagal should have copyrighted this a long time ago.
No one is above the law.
Congratulations.
But that's all they say about Trump. But suddenly all these radical judges just think they can do what they want.
Well, remember, they call you what they are. They call you what you're doing. They claim you're doing what they're doing. That's a Karl Marx thing out of his playbook, and this is just another great example of that. How they kept touting that no one is above the law, that was their catchphrase, but the whole time they were saying it, most of the people using that were actually breaking the law.
Yeah.
And they literally put themselves above the law. That's why it's ironic in some ways, but it's moronic in other ways that it took the American people so long to sort of catch on to what they were doing. And I heard show hosts, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I've heard others come around to that understanding, that Karl Marx influence.
Right.
Long after we did.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, at least they came around and
catching on.
Had an understanding of that. Democrats had a meltdown over the FBI's surprise arrest of this judge, prompting White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller to point out that the Democrats spent the last 8 years stripping Americans of due process to jail them for protected political activity and were illegally spying on the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we hate it when you point those things out.
Those pesky facts.
Yep. More on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Also about 15 minutes away. From things that make you smile, we're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. No politics. But in the meantime, though, we'll set you up with the headlines and the information you need to get your day rolling. Hang in there, my friends. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's 928, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It's another awesome day. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, in fact. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Right now, it's 9:36. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available and easy to get wherever you normally download your podcast. Yep, you can get it from Apple, Spotify, the Odyssey app. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Scratch and sniff. Scratch and sniff.
That's a flashback.
I knew it was going to go big. I knew it.
Yep.
I've always been a big scratch and sniff fan. And I've injected it into all kinds of areas that I probably shouldn't have. But here we are. I wanted to go big with it. New York City actually is.
Huge.
And if you're going to scratch and sniff something, you know what it's going to be, right? Armpits.
Yep.
Did you know that? How'd you know that?
I'm the executive producer, Bob.
Yeah, but you didn't mind the story. I did.
Doesn't matter. I know it.
Do you really?
I do, yeah.
Oh, you're just too good.
Tried to pull another one on me, didn't you?
I did. I pride myself in every once in a while shocking Greg. He'll just start to look at me like, oh, no, where are you going? I didn't approve this.
Yeah, sometimes I don't give him stories. on purpose. Mm-hmm. And he finds them anyway.
And sometimes that leaves a little bit of a gap that I can fill with maybe not necessary, but yet entertaining pieces of information. Stop and smell the armpits. We're not making this up. Personal care brand Billy is asking New Yorkers to make a pit stop.
See what they did? That's what they did.
Making a pit stop when they see their posters for a scratch and sniff experience. And they show a photo of a woman next to a billboard. And the billboard, of course, is, well, billboard size. Mm-hmm. So the armpit is, well, magnified by about 10 times.
So imagine you're walking down the street in New York, and this is like at street level.
Yeah.
So it's right in front of you, and it's huge.
And it's an armpit.
Yes, it is.
And not only do they want you to not avoid it or not look that way, they want you to go up there and sniff it.
Uh-huh.
From now through Friday, May 16th, passers-by can smell a giant armpit on the street. Well, when do we leave for New York?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get on that. You know, it's funny, when I went to New York, that's all I smelled was armpits everywhere I went. Oh!
Wow. Wow.
But anyway, if they do this, the little scratch and sniff test, it'll give them a whiff of Billy's newest tropical-inspired scent, Coco Villa. Or is it Coco Villa? Coco Villa. Excuse me, miss. Your armpits smell like Coco Villa.
That'll go over
well. Slap-a-rooney. Yeah,
exactly.
Fans of the brand will get to sample the new schmell of their best-selling all-day deodorant at 505 8th Avenue near Penn Station, as well as other locations throughout the city. Yeah, it would make a special trip. Mm. Armpits. Oh, some of the armpits have hair on them, and they are not
French
male. Oh. Or, well, they could be French.
They could be French women.
But they're not male armpits, but they have some hair on them.
New York.
You know. Could teach his own, but don't wear a sleeveless shirt. That's all I'm asking you.
Really.
A video posted on TikTok shows people stopping, scratching, sniffing, and they're looking pleasantly surprised. Never thought that sniffing an armpit would make me happy. Love the fresh smell of Billy Pitts in the morning, the caption reads from one TikToker. It's gotta smell good. If they're trying each one.
Yeah.
Coco Villa is described as a sweet vanilla, or that would be vanilla, coconut scent featuring spiced vanilla, coconut cream, and sunny sandalwood. That does sound good. If you like piña coladas. Billy's all-day deodorant is a dermatologist-tested, aluminum-free, and baking soda-free that promises to absorb and neutralize odor for 24 hours. It retails for $9. And the new scent is now available on the brand's website. But don't try to scratch and sniff your computer screen. I already tried it. That doesn't work. Duh.
Yeah.
Gosh, people. I've got a story about Democrats and Republicans actually agreeing on something. I am not making this up.
Sounds like fake news.
Cats and dogs cohabitating. Sharks.
Yeah, uh-oh.
And fishies cohabitating.
Yeah. Whatever. They're pushing it.
The House of Representatives passed the Take It Down Act, which criminalizes the posting of real and AI-generated sexually explicit photos without a person's consent. The vote... 409-2.
Wow.
409-2.
That's unheard of.
Yeah. So we found an area of agreement that you should get a person's permission before you post explicit photos of said person.
Which, and here's even the bigger irony, there's a Trump involved in this bill.
I didn't know that.
Melania.
Oh, well, she's all for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
She's been pushing this thing.
Well, and here's the thing. Looking to the future, this also covers AI-generated sexually explicit photos. So people can get a photo of you, and then they can digitally undress you, basically.
Yeah.
And
the next thing you know, it's on the internets. That's not good.
And then you have to go on there and go, it was a really cold day. I just got out of the pool. Yes, my name is George Costanza. Cut me a break here. Anyway, yes, the bill is supported. But, well, it's bipartisan. So everybody, they're all on. I don't know who the two were. They didn't list the two that didn't like. Who
and
would,
why would you? How do you vote against something like that? Seriously?
Maybe they're the two people that want to post naked pictures of Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
I stopped you cold, didn't I?
They should keep them to themselves.
Like that cold water that George was swimming
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
Oh. Anyway, can you believe it? Republicans and Democrats found common ground.
It can happen.
Yep.
I still can't believe two people voted against that.
And Senator Ted Cruz was asked about it. The interview with ABC News, and he said, wow, this is a big bipartisan victory. And he said, well, actually, we could get together on a lot more than you would think. My legislation, the Take It Down Act, already passed the Senate, 100-0, and it's going to pass the House. And this was previous to that going down. And he said, this is something that we all agree on. It's a huge bipartisan victory that we're winning tonight. All right, so everybody's a winner.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming out ahead for once. And you can stop burning people's cars down or whatever
it is. Well, let's not get crazy because
the silliness of the left.
They still want to do that.
Right. Ugh. All right. What's the biggest thing people you think they're thinking about? I mean, I know this Trump's first 100 days, that's going to be talked about. And, of course, we've got a town hall.
Yeah.
The Trump town hall first 100 days that will air tomorrow night from 8 to 10. But what's on the top of your mind in terms of, like, do you think about Ukraine and Russia? Do you think about the tariffs?
I think tariffs as it connects to day-to-day American economy is what a lot of folks are talking about. Because they're concerned that the real things we buy every day are going to go up. You've already, there was some audio on one of the early shows this morning about how, here's an example, it's getting passed down already, that sort of thing. I think that's a concern, which is why Trump's poll numbers may not be greatest in that area of the economy, even they are, going gangbusters, on, literally, pun intended, on the border. So, and the whole MS-13 stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel much better about the border now under Trump. I think that a lot of people agree with that.
Yeah.
And it does bother me when you have these radical judges.
Oh, yes.
And I think it is their job to just, pop up out of nowhere. Whack-a-moles. You hammer one down and overrule their ruling, and then somebody else gets an injunction. And, yeah, that part of it, I think, is frustrating.
It is, indeed.
But, yeah, the economy on a personal level, we don't want prices for the things that we have to have. We don't want those to go up.
No.
But somehow I have a feeling they will no matter what.
At least for a bit.
Well, and sometimes, even if they didn't need to, sometimes that's sort of a built-in excuse, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I know right now. I need some upbeat positive thoughts. I need things that make you smile. I need you to call in now with those upbeat positive thoughts. No politics. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now for things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, yeah, you got a smile. It is time now for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, please, 877-975-9825. No politics, just upbeat positive thoughts. Good morning, Katie. What's making you smile?
I have a big smile. I have an old phone. Hated it. Got up yesterday morning. A lot of the functions wasn't working on it. Went over to the store, the storefront store. The young man couldn't figure out what was wrong. He helped me file an insurance claim on it for $75 deductible. Today we'll get a brand new phone in the mail upgraded because mine was so old, upgraded over anything that...
Oh, a new phone? And that's all it cost you? Yeah, that would make me smile. Good morning, GMAC. What's making you smile?
Well, Bob and Greg, on your Showtime, you talk a lot about headlines. Not many make me smile. What about things that make headlines, like possibly a good night's sleep or a nap? So corduroy pillows are making headlines, and that makes me smile.
All righty. Corduroy?
Corduroy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds hot and sweaty.
It's 1970s. And,
no. Yeah. He said it's a pillow, right?
Yeah.
No. No.
Not going for it. Not even on a nice burgundy or a navy blue,
well,
you know,
look,
maybe.
If it makes GMAC smile, then I'll smile with him. But
yeah, but you're not going to go
buy
one.
Inside, I'm going, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Good morning, Carol. What's making you smile?
I love the staff at the Bellevue Library. I have knee problems, hand problems, and vision problems. And they will get a book off the shelf for me because I can't kneel down and get it. The tech group is wonderful to me. Everybody there does a super job. They just love the people coming in. I just think they're wonderful.
That's nice.
They make me smile every time I go in there.
Well, see there. That's a great example. They don't have to all be the same, but of things that make you smile. You're sending a shout out to people who probably don't get that kind of acknowledgement at the Bellevue Library, and you really appreciate the effort that they make. They go above and beyond. It makes you smile. Yeah, I love that. That is awesome. That's a good. It can be anything on things that make you smile, but that's kind of part of the essence of it. When you take those unsung heroes that they could. They could sit behind their desk. They could say, I'm busy doing something else, and yet they're still very active in helping you out when you see physically or having difficulty. That's nothing gets better than that. Greg, what you got?
Bob, you need to keep the volume down. We're talking about the library.
Oh.
People are reading books.
That's why nobody asked me to go golfing. We're on the 17th. And I always have to give my play-by-play. And
yeah.
Does he ever shut up?
You're following them, standing behind them, right there. They're trying to putt, and you're going, in their ear.
Somebody said that recently. Like, you talk all morning, and then you still like to talk? Occasionally. Is that a bad thing?
No.
Okay.
As far as you know.
As far as they say in front of me.
Exactly.
It is 9:55. Good morning. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. An F-A-18 Super Hornet fighter jet. Well, they lost control of the aircraft. No. It didn't crash. They were towing it out to get it ready for flight. And the tow tractor, just took a wrong turn, I guess, and went over the side and took the plane with it. And they had a tough time explaining that to the officers in charge. Yep. So it just basically came down to, Deplane! And I just wanted to say that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Have an awesome day. See ya.